It's no surprise that people are having a visceral response to the new interface known as Windows 8. Microsoft took a complete left turn from the way things used to work to try to move people into integrating their operating system across all their platforms. The long and the short of it, lots of people are looking to escape Windows 8's interface and go back to something more familiar like Windows 7. A lot of people are asking these days, how do I make my Windows 8 machine go back to Windows 7? And while it can be done, it can get very complicated. Before you go through the hassle of reinstalling everything, including all your programs and restoring your data, and all the hassle that goes with downgrading, I'd strongly recommend you give a free utility called Classic Shell a shot. Classic Shell will basically allow you to convert Windows 8's startup interface, bypass the tiled, what's called Metro startup screen, that's what a lot of people are having a problem with, and return the start button that people are so familiar with. Classic Shell takes about 3 minutes to install and set up. You can choose which older interface you'd like it to represent. 9 times out of 10, when I've used this with folks that are having this problem, they find that they're able to use Windows 8 without having to go through the hassle of downgrading. The benefit of actually figuring out how to use Windows 8, in the long run, you won't be forced into a corner kind of the way Windows XP users are being forced right now. So if you have Windows 8 and you're contemplating going through the hassle of reinstalling Windows 7, before you do, I'd strongly recommend you give the Classic Shell tool a try.